Right now, though, let's talk technology. I want to talk after 9 o'clock in more detail and at greater length about technology and how it is making your life better and how it's just a complete nightmare. So, for example, let's talk about parking. Now, in Oxford, you can use one of those posh new smartphones to do everything from your weekly food shop to even paying for your parking in the city. There are 1,500 parking tickets a month in Oxford, which are paid for by phone. So does it really make things simpler? Actor Richard Wilson, I don't believe it. Him. He's been putting this to the test.
No change, in a hurry, pay by phone.
First of all, I have to set up an account.
You will need your credit or debit card number.
Gosh. 4, 9, 2, 9.
Goodbye.
There's nothing wrong with my credit card, so I try for a second time.
To set up an account, you will need your credit or debit card number and your vehicle number plate. You will only need to enter this information once.
4.
I pressed
the wrong number.
Goodbye.
It says it's the option if you're in a hurry, but I've been here nearly 4 minutes already.
I think I have to start again.
Can I not speak to a person, please? Let me speak to a person. Harry Clark is the commercial director for Ringo, which runs this service. Good morning to you, Harry.
Good morning, Phil. Hello.
Are you surprised at how popular paying via your mobile phone has been?
No, not in the slightest. And you'd expect me to say that, wouldn't you? It's been around for about the last 5 years. And the whole point of it is it's convenient for some people and increasing numbers of people. Because, let's face it, not all of us carry around the sort of amounts of change that modern parking machines would require.
Oh, don't even get me into the sneaky way they price it. It's £2.60 or £2.75 and we don't accept 5p.
Yeah, it's as little as that.
Except that when you do it like this, when you do it with this phone system that you have, we get charged an extra 20p convenient charge a go, which seems unfair.
I don't know about being unfair. And actually, funnily enough, I was buying TIFF tickets only yesterday and I was charged £1 for actually going to box office and turning up and buying them there. So I know the principle, these sneaky charges coming in, but actually, in the case of a convenience charge, 20p isn't very much these days, and it's the same price and it has been for the last 5 years. And it really is. It's a lifestyle choice. I think the interesting
thing
is a lifestyle choice.
Tell me about this lifestyle choice.
Okay. There are various channels that you can use to pay for parking. I think the important thing that Oxford has done is it has retained the machines. So if, like Richard, you don't naturally fall into the category of wanting to use machines or, you know, sort of perhaps it doesn't quite work for you, you can put cash in and that's fine. Now, if you prefer to have the opportunity to just park your car and then walk off to your meeting with the certainty of being able to top your parking time up later, then there is an extra charge for it, and that's a convenience fee of 20p.
Where does the money go?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the arrangements that we have with councils, I'm sure you could do a freedom of information request and find out, but clearly the 20p does contribute very much to the cost that we have, and it pretty much covers that.
So the 20p convenience charge goes to you?
It actually goes to the council, and then they then make a payment to us, which is around the same amount. It's commercial stuff, Richard. Come on, this is a breakfast show.
All right. Harry, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks again.
No, not at all. You're welcome. He's a nice chap. We like him. He's the commercial director for Ringo, which runs this parking service, this pay-by-phone parking service in Oxford. I want to talk more about this in the course of the show. Talk about the bits of technology which is making your life simpler. Maybe you think that paying by phone in your parking is one of them. Or things that are making your life more difficult. I've been compiling a list. Things that I like, internet banking. Love it. And I've never lost any money through it so far, so fingers crossed that's all right. Cash points. Love them. Recordable TV. Everything from the video onwards, from videos to hard disk drive recorders to TiVos. Love them, love them, love them. Love the idea of buying cinema tickets without ever having to talk to a person. Buy it over the internet, buy it over the phone, go in, put your card in the machine, take it out and just go in. Love that. Hate supermarket self-service. Bossy women with problems with their bagging areas. Direct debits. Can't be doing with them. So, get in touch with the show. Tell me, which bits of technology are making your life better, that you love? Which bits of technology could you just live without? Call me or drop me a text. Call me on 08459 311 111 or drop me a text 81333. Make sure you start your message with the word Oxford. Thank you so much.